with a tentative start date of Monday, June 14th, is going to be Chief Eric Randall. Eric is the individual who was from Pensacola, who's been in Newport News, working there as an assistant chief.
Randall was selected from three finalists. Robinson said the question boiled down to who was the right fit. Randall, he added, made an impression on the rank-and-file officers, as he did in his interviews.
He may not have been as polished as some of the people, but what I liked is he had heart. And you can't teach heart and you can't teach passion. He had those things. He also probably was the biggest leader in figuring out how to use technology to make it better for us to be able to police, that makes it safer for our police and safer for our citizens.
And according to the mayor, who used the phrase implicit bias, it didn't hurt that Randall is a Pensacola native.
And that's towards people who are from Northwest Florida. I think at the end of the day, I probably felt more comfortable in a lot of ways, just all the things that were there. We had three really close candidates and came down to very small margins about how you felt in different ones. But at the end of the day, I think he was the right choice for us.
The chief designate's nomination goes before the city council later this month. Elsewhere, the weekly COVID-19 count of hospitalizations continues to remain under 30, with positivity rates around 5-6%. Robinson points to the past year plus, where people have had to make adjustments with their lives. With the lower numbers and the vaccines, perhaps it's time to reevaluate.
I fear that sometimes our policies are preventing people from going and getting the shots, which is what we need them to do. And certainly in talking with the hospitals, that's the biggest way we can continue to keep pushing things down.
In an update on the Pensacola Bay Bridge, the mayor said contractors continue to work on repairs to damage from Hurricane Sally last September, with the targeted reopening date still set for May 31st. Meanwhile, traffic to Gulf Breeze is flowing via the Garcon Point Bridge.
It is expected that this will be a two-lane opening, followed shortly by a four-lane. Shortly after that, all the jurisdictions in our area sent a letter to the governor asking him to please make sure to keep the tolls from being collected until we can get the four-lane back open, because two lanes is going to be nice, but it's going to still put a significant amount of traffic on a two-lane road coming to Pensacola.
Completion of the entire bridge project remains next January, and ferry service between the downtown Pensacola area, Fort Pickens, and Pensacola Beach appears to be on the rebound. That's the word in an email from Port of Pensacola Director Amy Miller to City Hall.
One of the ferries has showed up at the Port of Pensacola. I don't know whether it's Pelican Perch or Turtle Runner. My understanding is they still have to pass a Coast Guard inspection. They get that done, it gets refitted. And I hate to make any promises, but they were trying to shoot for this weekend being open.
More information on the 2021 cruise schedule is available at PensacolaBayCruise.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.